the program you are about to hear can change your life and help you to live years longer than you might otherwise. Brian Tracy is one of the top teachers and success trainers in the world. He has lectured and written on health and fitness for many years and helped tens of thousands of people to lose weight, get fit, and feel terrific about themselves. This program is a condensation of the 21 best strategies ever discovered for living a long, happy life. Each method and technique you will learn has been tested and proven by hundreds of medical experts and thousands of ordinary people. When you learn and practice these great ideas for super health and fitness, you will feel better and live longer than most other people. And now, here's Brian Tracy.
Great ways to live to be 100. Hello, I'm Brian Tracy, and welcome to this program. This is the best time in all of human history to be alive. It has never been more possible for you to live longer and live better than it is today. The average lifespan is approaching 80 years and increasing every year as medical science finds new and better ways to prolong our lives. Irrespective of what is sometimes reported in the press, we have cleaner water, cleaner air, and a cleaner environment in America than has ever before existed. More time, money, thought, and attention is being invested in environmental matters and concerns today than ever before. Most of the major diseases and ailments that curtailed life a century ago have been brought under control in America and throughout the developed countries. In addition, we have incredibly rapid response systems to accidents and emergencies that enable people to get immediate medical attention and survive from accidents and medical problems that would have taken their lives just a few decades ago. I have personally studied the subjects of health, energy, and fitness for more than 30 years. I've given seminars on these subjects to many tens of thousands of people worldwide. I've invested thousands of hours and read hundreds of books and articles on the subjects of health and longevity. In this program, I will give you the 21 greatest ways ever discovered for you to live a long, healthy, happy, and energetic life. The good news is that your health and longevity is very much under your own control. Aside from genetic predispositions to physical problems and accidents outside of your control, you can exert an extraordinary influence on the quality of your life, how long you live, and how well you live those years. The starting point of living to be 100 years old, or thereabouts, is for you to accept complete responsibility for every aspect of your health and fitness. From this point forward, you must refuse to make excuses or to blame your conditions of health and fitness on anything or anyone but your own personal choices and decisions. Of course, there will always be cases where you cannot control the outcomes. But in the main, you are in charge. You are in the driver's seat. You are the architect of your own destiny. You are responsible. Now, let us begin. Number one, decide how long you intend to live. This seems so simple, but it is overlooked by most people. All successful, healthy people are decisive. Unsuccessful people are indecisive. Therefore, you must make a clear, unequivocal decision that you are going to do everything that you possibly can from this moment forward to live a long, healthy, and happy life. You begin by setting a specific goal for how long you want to live. If your goal is to live to be 100, that goal becomes your jumping-off point. That goal becomes the critical factor in determining all of your other health habits. This is like the kickoff in a lifelong football game. Some years ago, the Gallup organization did a study of success characteristics of wealthy Americans. One of the qualities of success that they discovered was the factor of intelligence. However, in the study, intelligence was not defined as a matter of high IQ or good grades in school. Rather, intelligence was defined as a way of acting. In short, if you act intelligently, you are intelligent. And if you act stupidly, you are stupid, irrespective of your grades or your IQ. Now here's the question. What is an intelligent act? How can you determine whether an act is intelligent or not, either for yourself or for someone else? And the answer is simple. An intelligent act is anything that you do that moves you toward a goal of your own choosing. An unintelligent act is anything that moves you away from a goal of your own choosing. And everything counts. Therefore, if your goal is to live to be 80, 90, or 100 years old, everything that you do that is consistent with that goal is, by definition, an intelligent act. On the other hand, everything that you do that is inconsistent with your achieving your own self-determined goal of long life and excellent health is a stupid act. You must therefore resolve from this moment forward to think and behave intelligently with regard to your health. Everything else you could possibly desire will follow from that. Everything that you do counts in some way. Everything either helps or hurts. Everything is either moving you toward your goal or moving you away. Everything either adds to the quality of your life or detracts from it. Everything counts. An essential part of setting health goals is for you to identify the people, groups, and organizations whose assistance and cooperation you require to achieve your goal. You will need an excellent doctor who you can call upon for regular checkups and for any problems you may have. You will need an excellent dentist and periodontist to take care of your mouth and teeth. You may need a physical trainer to make sure that you exercise regularly and keep fit. You'll need the cooperation of your spouse and the members of your family to achieve and maintain your ideal level of health. Another important element in your achieving your health goals is for you to make a health plan that includes diet, exercise, medical checkups, rest, and recreation. This plan should be broken down into daily, weekly, monthly, and annual sub-goals with clear, specific measures that you can check to make sure that you're doing the things that you need to do to be the healthiest person you can possibly be. Review your health goals daily. Plan health and fitness activities in advance. Once you've set your goals, start each day by doing something that is positive and beneficial to your physical health. Above all, resolve to develop the necessary disciplines and habits that you will require if your goal is really to live to be 100. Set your levels of health and fitness as your number one major concern in life. Be willing to overcome all obstacles and make whatever sacrifices are necessary to keep your personal levels of health and well-being as the central focus of your existence. As long as you have your health, you have everything. As long as you have your health, you can weather any storm and recover from any setback. Set health, fitness, and longevity as your primary goals in life, and then organize your entire life around these great blessings. Number 2, get regular checkups. Once you pass the age of 40, you should get a medical checkup every year. When you pass the age of 50, your medical checkups should be extremely thorough and cover every part of your body, inside and out. Never be cheap with your health. Never try to save money by getting a quick and dirty medical checkup from your GP while you leave your car running in the parking lot. Instead, set aside a half day or a full day every year to visit with an excellent doctor or attend an executive clinic to have every single part of your body from head to toe checked out thoroughly in every way. The good news is that regular medical checkups will add about 8 years to your life. Medical science is so advanced today that they can actually pick up traces of certain cancers several years before you will begin to experience physical discomfort from them. They can pick up signs of heart disease and other ailments long before they become life-threatening to you. When you go for your annual checkups, have your heart, your lungs, your internal organs, your blood, your urine, your stools, your skin, your ears, your eyes, and your levels of aerobic fitness all checked. Get a treadmill test once a year. Go over and review the results of your annual checkup with your doctor and ask for his or her advice. Whatever advice you get, resolve to follow it immediately. Set benchmarks for your levels of health and fitness every year. Set goals and standards for yourself. Make plans to achieve those standards through proper diet and exercise. Set goals to improve in each important area. Be prepared to pay whatever price is necessary in terms of effort, discipline, and sacrifice for you to make sure that your complete annual checkups show that you are at the top of your form and in the very best physical health possible for you. Number 3, maintain your ideal weight. This is a difficult subject for people who are overweight. It is one of the hardest of all things to deal with. It is not easy to lose weight once you have gained it in the first place. When you're younger, you can put on the pounds and then burn them off quite quickly. But as you pass the age of 30 and 40, the weight seems to stick to you like glue. Nonetheless, achieving and maintaining your proper weight or slightly under your ideal weight is absolutely essential if you want to enjoy high levels of health, fitness, and energy. It's also important for your physical appearance, your self-esteem, your self-respect, and your sense of personal pride. In our society today, we are surrounded by some of the most wonderful and delicious foods ever imagined and at some of the lowest prices imaginable. To make it worse, when we were children, we were continually rewarded with food for anything good that we did or accomplished. We have therefore become conditioned at an unconscious level to associate eating good foods with any form of happiness or achievement. This mental connection with food must be broken if you're going to be slim, trim, and fit for the rest of your life. You must break the mental association between eating on the one hand and good food on the other. The reason that most diets don't work is because the dieter looks upon the process of losing weight as a punishment, and the prospect of gorging on delicious foods after the weight has been lost as a reward for going on a diet in the first place. This is an extraordinarily self-defeating mental loop. It causes people to go on what are called yo-yo diets, where they gain and lose large amounts of weight up and down year after year. But this is not for you. Set a long-term target for your ideal weight. Write it down. Make a plan. Work on your plan every day. Instead of attempting to lose 5 pounds in a week, aim to lose 1 or 2 ounces each day, day after day, and week after week. Set a goal to lose a certain number of pounds over the course of the coming year, and then resolve to keep that weight off for the rest of your life. There is a simple 5-word formula for weight loss that never fails. It is simply this: eat less and exercise more. For you to lose weight and keep it off permanently, you must burn up more calories during the day than you consume in the form of food. And there is no other way. A friend of mine who was 40 pounds overweight much of his adult life had every reason and excuse why he could not lose the weight. It was his busy work schedule, or traveling, or his glands, or his genetic history. There was always a reason for him to be overweight. Then one day he had a heart attack and was rushed to intensive care. His son, a cardiologist, came to visit him. His son told him that if he didn't lose the weight, according to his discussions with his doctors, he would not live out the year. My friend finally got the message. Over the next 6 months, he took off more than 40 pounds, and he never gained it back again. He made a decision, and he stuck to his decision. And so should you. Here's a great exercise. Cut the picture of a person with a kind of body you would like to have out of a magazine. Then, take a photograph of your face and paste it over the face on the picture. place that picture where you can see it on a regular basis, perhaps on your refrigerator. From then on, visualize and imagine yourself as you would be with that slim, trim, fit, attractive body. Whenever you consider eating a particular food, ask yourself if eating this food is consistent with the real physical body that you're planning to have sometime in the future. Remember, your goal is to live a long, long life. There are no overweight people in senior citizens' homes. The longer a person lives, the leaner that person seems to be. And if you want to live a long life, you must become lean and trim as well. And you are responsible. Number 4. Eat the right foods. The rule is that for optimum health, you should eat the right foods and fewer of them. Fortunately, we now know almost everything we need to know about proper diet. The eating habits of the Hunza tribe in southern Russia, where people lived to be 110 to 120 years old, have been studied at length. And people who have been put on the Hunza diet in places like downtown London, England, have begun almost immediately to experience the same high levels of health, energy, and longevity as the Hunzas in the mountains of Russia. In addition, the diets of Olympic athletes from more than 120 countries were studied to find out what it is they had in common. And even though the foods came from many different parts of the earth, they all had the same common characteristics as the Hunza diet. Here they are. The very best diet for high levels of fitness and long life consists of lean source proteins, lots of fruits, vegetables, and whole grain products, and lots of water. The best diets are extremely varied, and the sources of these foods come from many different areas, but they are all roughly the same. Two factors that seem to be associated with poor health, overweight, lack of energy, and a lot of physical ailments are the eating of too many fats and too many carbohydrates. Many people have transformed their physical lives by eliminating fats of all kinds from their diets. As it happens, you need a certain amount of fat in your diet, but you get most of the fat you require with other foods. You don't need extra. With regard to carbohydrates, there are two things called carbohydrate belly and carbohydrate thighs, with which you are probably quite familiar. In America today, fully 50 million people are officially categorized as obese. This means that they are 20% or more above their ideal body weight, according to height and weight charts. And the primary reason for obesity is too many fats and carbohydrates, and too few lean source proteins, fruits, vegetables, and whole grain products. In addition, you should eliminate what I call the three white poisons. These are salt, sugar, and white flour. The average American requires about 2 pounds of salt per year for ideal functioning. However, the average American consumes about 20 pounds of salt per year, usually in fast foods, snack foods, canned foods, and putting extra salt on their food even before they taste it. The average American requires no extra sugar per year, aside from what you get in your diet as you go along. But the average American consumes approximately 175 pounds of extra sugar per year in the form of soft drinks, candies, desserts, and pastries of all kinds. If you just resolve to eliminate extra salt from your diet and stop eating sweet things of any kind, you'll notice a profound difference in your health and your weight within 7 days. It's absolutely amazing. The final white poison is any white flour product. White flour is essentially an inert food product. This means that it is dead. It contains no nutrients of any kind. In the last century, people ate whole grain breads that were rich in nutrients, but more and more the upper classes liked the look of white refined flour, flour from which all the nutrients had been removed. They then bleached the flour so that it would appear even whiter and more attractive, thereby killing any nutrients that might have survived. There's a good deal of nutritional evidence today to suggest that the human body is not designed to digest breads, bagels, pastas, rolls, and other wheat-based products. If you do eat them, not only are they hard to digest, but they quickly convert into fat and are stored by the body around your stomach and on your bottom and thighs. The rule is that you should live to eat rather than eat to live. You can make a profound change in your life by consciously and deliberately restricting your intake of fats, carbohydrates, sugars, salt, and white flour products. Instead, you can eat lean source protein in the form of fish, poultry, lean meats, and soy-based products. You can eat all you want of fruits and vegetables without gaining weight. And you can eat less at every meal so that you feel lighter, fresher, and more energetic afterwards. Number 5. Practice proper eating. You require about 2,000 calories per day for proper functioning. People who gain weight often consume as many as 3,000 and 4,000 calories per day in the form of sugars, fats, desserts, and other foods. The great rule for proper eating habits comes from Adele Davis, the nutritionist. She said, "Eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper." If you eat 80% of your daily calories before 2 p.m. in the afternoon, you will feel better, function better, and actually lose weight. But if you consume 80% of your calories in the evening, as people do when they eat large dinners, you'll actually gain weight on the same number of calories. In Europe, for example, going back to the agricultural age, the main meal is at lunchtime. Because people were engaged in hard physical labor, Europeans would eat a solid breakfast, a substantial lunch, and then a light dinner prior to going to bed early so that they could be up for work at the crack of dawn the next day. For this reason, there is very little obesity in Europe. In America, on the other hand, people often eat a light breakfast, a medium lunch, and a huge dinner. This is a guaranteed recipe for poor health, poor digestion, and overweight. With regard to your eating habits, the primary use of energy in your body is for digestion. When you eat a large meal, all of the blood in your body rushes from your muscles and your brain to your stomach and your digestive organs to break down the food. This is why you often feel tired and drowsy after a large meal. But there is something you can do to eliminate this drowsiness. Many years of research on food combining has proven that when you eat proteins, your body secretes acids to break them down in your stomach. When you eat carbohydrates, your body secretes alkalines to break them down. And when you eat proteins and carbohydrates together, your stomach secretes acids and alkalines simultaneously. Any first-year chemical student can tell you that when you mix an acid and an alkaline or a base, they neutralize each other. When the acids and alkalines are neutralized, the digestive process stops. Your body immediately goes to work to secrete more acids and alkalines, which then neutralize each other once more. All of the blood in your body is soon working away in your stomach to digest the food that is not digesting. This is what causes you to feel tired and sluggish at the end of a large meal. The way you can counter this is simple. Don't mix proteins and carbohydrates in the same meal. Instead of eating eggs and toast, you should eat eggs and fruit. Instead of eating meat and potatoes, you should eat meat and vegetables. Instead of eating fish and pasta or rice, you should eat pasta and vegetables. You can eat whatever you like as long as you don't mix proteins and carbohydrates in the same meal. For example, a perfect lunch would be a chicken salad with no bread, butter, or dessert. The chicken, mixed with the lettuce, is a perfect meal in that it will give you about 5 solid hours of high energy with no drowsiness. But if you eat a bread roll on top of it, you will sabotage the digestive process and you will feel drowsy for 2 or 3 hours. As a result, you'll try to compensate by drinking coffee or Coke to wake yourself up. And it won't work. Proper eating habits are essential to long life, You should eat smaller meals, better balanced meals, more lean source protein, fruits and vegetables, and use a smaller plate. Instead of three large meals per day, you should eat four or five smaller meals per day. This approach to proper eating habits can change your life. Number 6. Take proper food supplements. The subject of vitamins, minerals, and food supplements is almost a religion to many people. In my seminars, I avoid getting into discussions or arguments over what is the ideal vitamin-mineral combination or formula. But nonetheless, many of our foods today are raised on exhausted soil. They are chemically enhanced to improve their flavor, their appearance, or to preserve them for longer periods in the supermarket. Many of the foodstuffs that you buy, no matter how good they look, do not contain sufficient vitamins and minerals for optimal health and functioning. The fact is that your body is like a chemical factory. You require the right combination of chemicals and ingredients for your body to function at its very best. You need the right quantities and combinations of the vitamins A, B complex, C, D, E, and other trace vitamins that have not yet been identified. In addition, your chemical factory requires the proper combination of minerals such as iron, magnesium, calcium, selenium, zinc, and even chromium. Some people say that you can get all the vitamins and minerals that you need by eating a balanced diet and a variety of foods. Unfortunately, you'd have to eat about 25 pounds of foods per day, carefully selected, to get all the vitamins and nutrients that your system requires to achieve maximum levels of health and energy. It's much simpler for you to do your own research and to take high-quality vitamin and mineral supplements. When you're taking the right combination of vitamin and mineral supplements for you, you will have more energy, greater resistance to disease, better digestion, better teeth, skin, and hair, and you will generally feel far, far better than a person who is deficient in one or more of the key vitamins and minerals that you need. If you want to live to be 100, you should spend a good deal of time studying and experimenting in this area. Number 7. Drink lots of water. More and more people are becoming aware of the central importance of drinking lots of water to good health and long life. The fact is that you cannot drink too much water. Even if you gorge yourself with water, everything that your body does not require for healthy functioning will simply pass through you. Your body requires 2 to 4 quarts of water each day for normal functioning. If you don't replace these 2 to 4 quarts, which are burned up by your physical, chemical factory in the process of living, breathing, working, and digesting, you'll start to become dehydrated. And there's a very simple test for dehydration. When you are properly hydrated, when you are drinking enough water, the color of your urine will be almost pure. As you become progressively dehydrated, your urine becomes a darker and darker yellow. The average person takes a sip of water from a drinking fountain as they go past it. But this is not for you. You should resolve to drink 8 to 10 large glasses of water every day. And drink more if the weather is hot or if you are working harder than normal. There are some people who believe that drinking lots of water will cure almost any ailment that you have. For example, when you have a cold of any kind, you should triple your water intake. You should gorge yourself with water. There's something about filling your body with water that helps it to combat virtually any illness or disease. When you are flying, you can counteract many of the effects of jet lag by drinking all the water you possibly can throughout the flight. When I travel, I always ask the flight attendant for 2 glasses of water every time she goes by. The flight attendants will tell you privately that they drink 1 or 2 quarts of water on each flight. But they don't want the passengers to know because this would keep them running from the time the plane took off until the time it landed. When you drink an alcoholic beverage, you should balance every drink with a glass of water before you leave the table. Not only do you minimize jet lag with lots of water, but also you minimize or eliminate hangovers by drinking water along with alcoholic beverages. Much of your fatigue during the day is actually caused not by overwork, but by dehydration. You can often give yourself a pickup in energy by simply drinking a pint or more of water when you feel a little tired. In studying the diets of Olympic athletes, some of the highest performing men and women in the world, they found that these athletes drink far more water than the average person. They are continuously replenishing their systems with water in large quantities, and so should you. Number 8. Take great care of your mouth. There is more and more research today that shows a direct correlation between the quality of your teeth and your gums and the length of your life. When you have a great mouth with clean teeth and gums that you maintain at a high level, you seem to enjoy higher levels of health and energy as well. On the other hand, your mouth can contain an enormous number of germs and bacteria that can actually travel into your body and, in some cases, infect your heart. According to researchers, about 75% of Americans have a gum disease called gingivitis. This is a low-level bacterial infection that settles under the gums, turns to plaque, and festers away undetected for many years. Gingivitis can cause tooth decay, gum disease, and bad breath. One of the best investments you can make in your health and long life is to take wonderful care of your teeth and gums. You should get a thorough dental checkup complete with x-rays every year. In addition, you should visit a periodontist at least once per year and have your teeth professionally cleaned 2 to 4 times each year. Both your dentist and your periodontist will give you excellent advice on how you can maintain a healthy mouth between visits. You should brush your teeth 2 or 3 times each day, morning and evening, and during the day if possible. Take a toothbrush with toothpaste along with you. You should use a mouthwash or a mouth rinse to get rid of bacteria and foul odors. You should floss your teeth 2 times a day, morning and evening, and use electric water picks, brushes, and Christmas trees between the teeth to keep your mouth sparkling and clean in every way. Many adults today are deciding to get cosmetic dentistry in the form of braces to straighten out their teeth. They are getting bridges to replace old or decayed teeth. They're getting implants to replace teeth that have come out earlier. They're getting caps to even out their teeth so that they have beautiful smiles, and they're getting other forms of dental surgery to make their mouths look beautiful. The good news is that everything you do to make your teeth, gums, and mouth healthy and fit has a positive impact on your overall level of health and fitness. In addition, it positively affects your appearance, your personality, and your attitude toward yourself and others. It is a very good investment. Number 9. Keep yourself physically fit. Your body is responsive to what is called the law of use. If you don't use it, you lose it. Your body is meant to serve you as a valuable tool and instrument for your purposes all the days of your life. In order to perform at its best, your body requires proper care and maintenance, not only in the form of diet and nutrition, but also in terms of regular physical exercise. The basic rule is that you should work out every muscle every day. You should fully articulate and move every joint in every direction every single day as well. For maximum fitness, you need to work out about 200 minutes per week, or an average of about 30 minutes per day. The very best exercise program is 3 to 5 times per week, 30 to 60 minutes each time. There are 3 major types of exercise. They are aerobic, strength, and flexibility. Aerobic exercises require that you work out vigorously and get your heart rate up to a high level that you maintain for 15 minutes or more. You can accomplish this by vigorous walking, swimming, jogging, a stationary bicycle, cross-country skiing, or even with a rowing machine. One of the best investments you can make is in a heart monitor with a wristwatch that tells you exactly what your heart rate is when you're working out. Strength exercises require calisthenics, sit-ups, push-ups, and the use of weights, both dumbbells and barbells. Fortunately, you can build up your physical strength with weights right up until the 8th decade of life. Many people actually start bodybuilding in their 50s and continue with it for many years. The third type of physical exercise is flexibility. The ultimate is for you to take a class in yoga and learn all the stretching exercises that have been developed over thousands of years. Stretching exercises are extremely important in that tight muscles, especially in the back and the hamstrings, can pull your entire body out of shape. Regular stretching has a positive impact on your posture, your digestion, your energy levels, and all of your other movements. Proper physical exercise is really wonderful. It strengthens your immune system, brightens your personality, improves your self-esteem, makes you feel stronger and more confident inside, improves your digestion, lengthens your life, and makes you more physically attractive to others. Physical exercise is one of the great ways to live to be 100. Number 10. Get lots of rest and recreation. You need to get regular rest every night for optimum functioning and for you to feel and perform at your best. According to the Alameda study covering 20,000 adults over a 22-year period, there's a direct relationship between getting 7 to 8 hours sleep each night and long life. Because of our busy schedules today, more and more people are getting less and less sleep. Many people today are sleeping an hour or more less than they need to perform at their best, and as a result, they go through each day in a form of fog. Many people have changed their lives completely by disciplining themselves to turn off their television and go to bed by 10 p.m. each night, sleeping a full 8 hours before starting the next day. As a result, they feel more energetic, more positive, happier, more confident, more alert, more creative, and better about their lives and relationships by the simple addition of 1 or 2 hours of sleep each night. You should take at least one full day off from work each week. On this day, you do not do anything that requires mental effort or concentration. You sleep in, go for a walk, see a movie, go out for dinner, watch television, and just generally relax your brain completely. This allows your brain, like a battery, to recharge over the 24 hours. Sometimes, if you've been working very intensely with your mind, you'll need 2 or 3 days of complete relaxation to recharge and recover from mental burnout. The good news is that you will actually get vastly more high-quality work accomplished after a period of complete rest than you would if you forced yourself to continue working straight through. You should take off a full 3-day weekend every 2 or 3 months where you simply leave your work at home and do absolutely nothing. You should get at least 2 full weeks of vacation each year during which you do nothing whatever that's related to work. You must learn to love your mind and your body and take wonderful care of both of them. Sometimes, the very best thing you can do is to come home from work and go to bed early and get a long night's sleep. Proper rest and recreation will add years of quality living to your life. Number 11. Learn to breathe deeply and well. Your body and your brain function on oxygen. This is why aerobic exercise is so good for you. When you work out aerobically, you pump high levels of oxygenated blood to your brain and throughout your body. It makes you feel terrific. The very best breathing of all is yoga breathing. This is where you sit erect in a chair and breathe deeply 7 to 10 times. The method is simple. Put your hand on your stomach. Breathe in deeply to the count of 10, forcing more and more air into your lungs and pressing down on your diaphragm. Once your lungs are as full of air as possible, hold it for a few seconds, and then exhale slowly to the count of 10. Repeat this exercise 7 to 10 times, and do this breathing exercise about twice a day. Especially, take a few minutes to do deep breathing exercises prior to any important meeting or presentation. Deep breathing immediately drops your mind into alpha, clears your brain, calms your thinking, and releases your creativity. After a process of deep breathing, you will emerge feeling happy and peaceful and ready to perform at your very best. By the way, your lungs are terribly important to your health and longevity, and smoking is the very worst thing that you can voluntarily do to your body. Smoking has been closely associated with at least 32 different diseases and ailments, including several different kinds of cancer, plus blood diseases, skin diseases, arteriosclerosis, heart disease, and several other ailments. Regular smoking will cut an average of 8 years off your life. The good news is that if you quit smoking altogether, within a few years your lungs will recover completely. You will have far more energy. You will look much better, and you will feel terrific about yourself. Your food will taste better, and your chances of living to a ripe old age will increase dramatically. Number 12. Drink alcohol in moderation. According to the studies, the most common recommendation for good health is moderate to nil alcohol consumption. Interestingly enough, people who have an occasional drink socially or with dinner actually live longer than people who are complete teetotalers. One of the great rules for success in health and life is moderation in all things. Excessive drinking is a major cause of traffic accidents, deaths in the home, deaths from sclerosis of the liver, violence in the family, lost jobs, lost reputations, and failures in life. This is not for you. Moderate alcohol consumption is usually defined as no more than 1 or 2 glasses of wine or drinks with dinner. And this rate of consumption should be no more often than a couple of times per week. The entire subject of alcohol consumption is very controversial, from people who are totally opposed to drinking a single drop all the way through to people who are quite comfortable with having wine with dinner each night. This is something that you have to decide for yourself. Just practice moderation. There are 2 great exercises with regard to drinking that I recommend. The first is that you take a 30-day period each year where you do not drink a single drop. This is a good discipline, and it demonstrates to yourself that you are a casual drinker and that you can take it or leave it as you choose. A second exercise is for you and your spouse to alternate drinking with dinner for a few nights. On one evening, he or she drinks with dinner and you stick with water. The next evening, you drink with dinner and your spouse sticks with water. You both get a chance to observe how each other behaves and how different you feel when you're not drinking. This can be a real eye-opener. Number 13. Drive to stay alive. It's absolutely amazing, but the number one cause of premature death up to age 35 is traffic accidents. And most of these deaths by traffic accidents could be prevented if the drivers and passengers were wearing full lap and shoulder seat belts. Throughout your life, you have a greater chance of being killed in a car crash on the way to the airport than you would ever have flying with the airlines. Driving within the speed limit, stopping at stop signs and red lights, looking both ways before proceeding, and generally following good driving etiquette will do as much or more to assure that you live a long life than anything else. Insurance companies rate drivers with moving violations as far more likely to kill themselves and others than average people. There's something about an attitude of respect and caution when you drive that spreads out into other areas of your life as well. When you drive, give yourself ample time to get to your next appointment. Build in a cushion of 15 to 30 minutes so that you can relax and stay calm and alert when you drive rather than feeling harried or pressure to get through traffic. When you drive with other people, ask them all to do up their seatbelts before you set off. When in doubt, go slower rather than faster. Make a decision right now that you're never going to get another traffic ticket as long as you live, and then drive accordingly. When you drive, keep both hands on top of the wheel at the 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock positions. Sit erect and forward. Make sure that you can see through your mirrors on both sides and behind you. If you're tired or fatigued, pull off the road and take a nap. Don't overdo it. Finally, when you drive in traffic, assume that everyone else is a bad driver. Assume that they are not looking or paying attention. Look forward 2 or 3 cars so that you can anticipate what the car in front of you is likely to do. And drive every minute as though a police car were right behind you and it was close to the end of the month and the police officer is behind in the traffic tickets he's supposed to give out to fulfill his quota. This will keep you driving at your best. Number 14. Practice personal safety habits. This habit is in addition to driving sensibly and intelligently. Be careful about your personal safety at all times. Never assume. Take precautions. Think through things in advance. Refuse to be careless or casual about your life, health, or well-being. As it happens, thousands of people die every year from things like slipping in the bathtub, falling off of stairs or ladders, tripping over objects in the night, or accidentally shooting themselves or others. This is a silly, senseless, and stupid way to lose your life. There's an old saying that an ounce of prevention saves a pound of cure. Take the time to think and plan your activities in advance. Ask yourself, what could possibly go wrong? And then make sure it doesn't happen. When you travel, park in well-lit places. Keep your car doors locked when you are driving, and especially when you're going through dangerous parts of town. Don't stop to pick up strangers, and if someone approaches you, be careful. With regard to your personal safety, if someone attempts to rob you, give them your money or credit cards immediately. Your life is more precious than anything else. Lock your doors when you're at home. Close your garage when you come in. Turn on your alarm before you go to sleep. And one more thing, be careful when you cross the street. Look both ways. Cross at crosswalks. The dumbest thing a person can do is to let themselves be hit by a car because they weren't paying attention. Life is too short. Number 15. Develop a winning attitude. Be an unshakable optimist. Develop a positive mental attitude toward yourself and others. This is the key to great emotional health, and your emotional health is more important than anything else in determining how long you live. More and more doctors are concluding that 80% or more of all diseases and ailments are psychosomatic in origin. This means that psycho, the mind, makes soma, the body, sick. You don't get sick from what you're eating, but from what's eating you. The more positive you are, the more energy you have. The more positive you are, the stronger is your immune system, and the more resistant you are to the illnesses and diseases that bring most people down. The more positive and confident you are, the better is your health in every area. Dr. Martin Seligman's work at the University of Pennsylvania on the subject of learned optimism concluded that it is your explanatory style that determines your level of optimism more than anything else. Your explanatory style is the way you talk to yourself and the way you explain or interpret things that happen to you as you go through life. Happy, positive people explain things to themselves in a positive way. They look for the good in every situation. They seek the valuable lesson in every setback or difficulty. When something goes wrong, they explain it away to themselves as a temporary event. They keep their minds focused on where they're going and what they want rather than on what happened and who is to blame. Resolve to see your glass of life as half full rather than half empty. Give thanks for your many blessings in life rather than worrying or complaining about the things that you don't have. Especially, assume the best of intentions on the part of everyone around you. Most people are pretty decent, pretty honest, and trying to do the very best that they know how. You should look for the good in their behaviors and their actions, and you will almost certainly find it. Finally, resolve to be cheerful no matter what happens. A positive mental attitude is most obvious when things go wrong. It's easy to be positive and cheerful when everything's fine, but it's when you have unexpected setbacks and difficulties that you demonstrate to yourself and the world around you what kind of an attitude you really have. Make sure that it's a positive attitude. Number 16. Develop a proper perspective. More than 50 years of research shows that the happiest and most successful people take a long-term view of life rather than being caught up with the ups and downs of each day. You develop a proper perspective in life by realizing and accepting that you are a thoroughly good person. You are honest, decent, positive, and valuable in every way. You can like yourself, respect yourself, and be proud of yourself for the person that you have become and for the life that you are living. You don't need to explain yourself or to make excuses to anyone else. The biggest mental obstacles to health, happiness, and long life are the four horsemen of fear, doubt, guilt, and anger. These four emotional destroyers of fear, doubt, guilt, and anger do more to undermine health and long life than all other factors put together. You can overcome your fears by confronting them. Do the thing you fear, and the death of fear is certain. You overcome your normal fears of failure and rejection by moving toward them rather than avoiding them or moving away from them. You can overcome your doubts by forcing yourself to do it anyway, even though there's no guarantee of success. You develop self-confidence by acting confidently. You get rid of your doubts by acting as if you had no doubts. As Dorothea Brand once wrote, "Act as if it were impossible to fail, and it shall be." You can overcome your feelings of guilt by remembering that no one and nothing can make you feel inferior or guilty without your consent. Don't let anybody make you feel guilty for any reason. Remember, you are a thoroughly good person, and you deserve all the good things in life. And finally, you can overcome your anger by deciding in advance that nothing will disturb the calmness of your mind. Think about the things that cause you to react angrily. Decide in advance that when those events occur, you will not allow yourself to become upset. You will remain calm, positive, and relaxed. You will be patient, forgiving, and cheerful. You will not allow yourself to become upset or anxious. This form of mental preparation is one of the most powerful ways to control your emotions ever discovered. Just decide in advance that you are going to be a thoroughly positive, cheerful person, no matter what happens. And you will be amazed at how calmly you respond when the inevitable problems and setbacks occur. Number 17. Build strong relationships. We could have put this at the very beginning because it's perhaps more important than anything else in life. Fully 85% of all your happiness and joy in life will be associated with other people. Of course, 85% of all of your frustrations and problems in life will be associated with other people as well. The key to long life is for you to remember that relationships are central to a happy life. Make the important people in your life the most important parts of your world. Treat other people with care, courtesy, and consideration, exactly the way that you would like to be treated. Practice the golden rule, in all of your relationships. The critical variable in every relationship is the variable of time. The more time you invest in a relationship, the more important and valuable that relationship becomes. So be sure to spend lots of time with the people who are the most important to you. And the more time you spend with the people you care about, the happier, healthier, and more fulfilled you will be as a person. In your relationships with other people, here is a special technique you can use. Even when you feel impatient, imagine that the other person only has a short time to live, and you are the only one who knows about it. Treat every person as though they were carrying a heavy load. Treat every person as though they have a lot of problems and difficulties. Be kindly, compassionate, and friendly. Especially, make other people feel important. Look for ways to appreciate them and admire them. Look for ways to give them approval and praise. Look for ways to acknowledge the people they are and the efforts they are making. Go out of your way to bring a little sunshine into the life of every person you meet. The good news is that everything that you do that makes another person feel better about himself or herself makes you feel better about yourself as well. Each time you raise the self-esteem of another, your own self-esteem goes up. Whenever you make other people feel important, you feel more important as well. When your life is done, no one will really care about anything you accomplished or any amount of money that you made. Their only concern will be the kind of person you were and the way you treated others. Number 18. Get involved and stay involved. In a study of men and women over 80 years old, researchers found that the one quality they all had in common was that they were actively involved with their families, in their communities, and in other activities most of the time. There seems to be a direct relationship between your involvement with others and how long you live. The more you are doing and the more people you're doing it with, the more energy and intelligence you seem to have. I've met people in their 90s who are as bright and sharp as people in their 20s because they kept themselves busy. In the studies of the Hunza tribe, where people lived to be 110 years old and older, they found that the elders of the tribe were highly respected and valued for their experience and wisdom. They were involved in all the activities of the tribe. People continually came to them to discuss their problems and situations. This active involvement seemed to be like an elixir of youth that kept them bright and alert year after year. Get out and get among others who have different personalities and perspectives. Pick up the phone and keep in touch with your friends. Ask them what they're doing and how it's going for them. Plan and get involved with social activities and with the important people in your life. Turn off the television set and get out there among the people in your church, your political party, your business associations, and your personal activities. Remember, the more busy and active you are, the more energy you will have, and the longer you will live. Number 19. Continue learning and growing. Reading is to the mind as exercise is to the body. The more active your mind, the more energy you have. Dedicate yourself to lifelong learning. Challenge your mind with new subjects. Make your mind work the way you would work a muscle by studying, learning, and growing all the time. One of the reasons for early senility and mental deterioration is that people begin watching television when they're children or in their 20s and 30s, and then they watch television hour after hour, day after day, for decades. The average adult watches 5 hours of television per day. Beyond the age of 60, the average adult watches as much as 7 hours of television per day. And television is a totally passive medium. It is like chewing gum for the mind. It requires no mental involvement or interaction at all. And this is not for you. You should read 1 to 2 hours per day in nonfiction books and magazines that challenge your mind, and keep you open to new things. This 1 hour per day will translate into one book per week, or 50 books per year. At this rate, you will become and remain one of the smartest and most knowledgeable people in your field in a very short period of time. Take additional courses and seminars in your field and in areas of interest. When you take these courses, sit up close to the front and take good notes. Speak to the instructor and ask questions. Introduce yourself to the people around you and get to know them as well. Sometimes a person's entire life has been changed by the experience of a single seminar or course. Listen to educational audio programs in your car. If television is chewing gum for the eyes, then radio is chewing gum for the ears. Listen to information that challenges you and gives you additional ideas and insights to make you smarter and more competent in whatever you're doing. Countless men and women have gone from rags to riches by simply listening to audio programs in their cars as they move from place to place. And today, you should become internet fluent and surf the internet on a regular basis. With a computer and a monitor, you have access to virtually all the knowledge and information in the world with a single mouse click. Keep asking yourself, if I was going to live to be 100, how would I be using my mind every single day? And whatever your answer is to that question, get on with it. Number 20, be an excellent person in every way. The happiest, healthiest people in our society are those who have a clear set of values and beliefs of some kind. Most often, your values and beliefs will come from religious or spiritual traditions. Many people develop their values and beliefs through readings in psychology, philosophy, and metaphysics. Others develop their worldviews as the result of experience, reflection, and conversation with others. But one thing we know, truly happy, healthy, successful people are very clear about who they are and what they believe in. They have absolutely clear values, principles, and beliefs that they do not compromise. As a result, it's easy for them to make good decisions. They simply refer to their innermost values and convictions and make their decisions on the basis of what is most in harmony with what they believe to be good and right and true at the time. The subject of morals and virtues is a complex one. It has intrigued the minds of great men and women throughout the ages. There are entire libraries full of books on the subject. But perhaps the best of all observations goes back to Aristotle, when he wrote, "Only the good can be happy, and only the virtuous can be good." It is only people who live their lives by a high standard of virtue who can be genuinely happy and live a long life. Shakespeare wrote, "To thine own self be true, and then it must follow as the night the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man." The key to living a life of high virtue is for you to be true to yourself, to be true to the very best that is in you. And as you are true to yourself, you can then be true to everyone around you. In the final analysis, the most important quality of character is the quality of integrity. This requires that you practice truthfulness in everything you say and do, in all situations. And the more you live your life with integrity, the better and happier you feel, and the longer you live. Number 21. Take a positive approach to your life. This positive approach to life includes everything we've talked about up until now and reinforces all of these key principles. There are two basic worldviews a person can develop, the malevolent and the benevolent. The first, the malevolent or negative worldview, is where a person sees oppression, injustice, difficult people, and difficult situations all around him. As a result, a person with a malevolent or negative worldview tends to be hostile, angry, suspicious, critical, complaining, blaming, and both plagued by guilt and a user of guilt on others. This is definitely not for you. The other worldview is a benevolent or positive worldview. This is the kind of worldview possessed by the kind of person who believes that this is a great world to live in. This kind of person recognizes that there will always be problems and difficulties, but in general, this is a wonderful time to be alive. A person with a benevolent worldview looks for the good in every situation and for the good in every person. A person with a positive worldview believes that tomorrow is going to be a good day and that some of the very best experiences of life are still to come. A person with a positive worldview is intensely future-oriented. He or she thinks a lot about the future and where he or she is going rather than the past and what might have happened that cannot be changed. A person with a positive worldview is intensely goal-oriented. He or she has clear, written, specific goals and plans that he or she is working on every single day. The third orientation of a person with a benevolent worldview is that he or she is extremely solution-oriented. This means that you are constantly looking for the solutions to the problems that you will have every single day. Instead of talking about problems and what has happened, you talk about solutions and what can be done from now on. As a result of this benevolent worldview, you become a positive, optimistic, future-oriented, goal-oriented, and cheerful person. You look forward to every morning and you are grateful for every day. You expect the very best from life and people, and you are seldom disappointed. You have the kind of mindset that virtually guarantees that you are going to live a long, happy, and harmonious life, surrounded by people you like and who like and respect you. Resolve today that you are going to live a long and happy life. Resolve today that you are going to live your life in such a way that at your funeral, even the undertaker will be sad. Remember that wonderful Irish eulogy that says, "May your days be full of happiness. May your nights be full of joy. May the sun rise to meet you every morning, and may you be in heaven half an hour before the devil knows you're dead." This is the very best time in all of human history to be alive, and you are one of the very best people to be alive at this time. Remember that the more things you give thanks for, the more things you will have to give thanks for in the future. The more you give of yourself without expectation of return, the more wonderful things that will come to you from the most unexpected sources. Resolve today to live a long, happy, wonderful life, and then do everything you know to make your resolution come true. Good luck. Now, I'd like to give you a free gift as a way of saying thank you for being a loyal supporter of mine and a determined continuous learner. So, find out what I've been working on lately and receive your special at www.briantracy.com/learner. That's www.briantracy.com/learner. Just go there right now and see what I've got for you. Thanks again for listening. I look forward to talking to you and maybe even seeing you soon.